The Jurgens Journal, featuring Walter Winchell, America's one-man newspaper. His famous column appears in the New York Daily Mirror and more than 820 other newspapers. Walter Winchell is brought to you by Jurgens, the lotion for soft, smooth, romantic hands. Girls used to hate work that made their hands very dirty, and that's understandable. Grimy hands certainly aren't romantic. They aren't necessarily patriotic either. You can easily help keep your hands clean and most charmingly smooth by using Jurgens lotion. Look, after a very grimy job, do this. Smooth on Jurgens generously just before and right after hand washing. And see how beautifully clean your hands look and how soft and smooth they feel. It's quick. Jurgens lotion leaves no sticky feeling. Only be sure and use Jurgens lotion. And now to the editorial room of the Jurgens Journal and Walter Winchell.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. North and South America, all the ships at sea. Let's go to press. Flash. Moscow. The Russians have smashed to within 14 miles of Stalino on the way to the Donetsk Basin. Chongqing. American airmen have sunk three large Japanese ships and damaged seven others in an attack on enemy shipping near Hankow, China. Stockholm. The Stockholm newspaper stated tonight that there are no large German troop formations in southern Italy, and that the Nazis will not try to make a stand there. Headquarters, southern Italy. The Canadian advance into Italy continues without opposition. As of Sunday morning, not a single Canadian soldier had been fired on. Washington. The next American newspaper man to be indicted for treason is now broadcasting for the Japanese at Shanghai. His name is Herbert Moy of New York City. Detroit, Michigan. Mrs. Teresa Behrens, charged with being a Nazi spy and others in the latest spy ring, will go before a Detroit grand jury this week. The FBI will present fighting evidence against spies to that jury. New York. Steven Weinberg, the imposter who was arrested by the G-men on charges of running a draft-dodging school, goes to trial in New York on Tuesday next. Hollywood, California. W.C. Fields, the star, is a grandfather. A son was born to his daughter-in-law at Santa Monica Hospital today. Washington, D.C. The Truman Senate Committee will shortly become the most feared and hated body in Congress. It will investigate all trips and journeys taken by members of Congress and others at government expense. Among the first to be probed will be Army and Navy officials and alleged joyrides in bombers. Moscow. Henry Cassidy, the AP correspondent on his way to the Kharkov front in a jeep, ran into a landmine but escaped injury. Three others in the same jeep were killed. Behind the international front, Melbourne, Australia. Japan prefers loss of face to loss of strength. Expecting a terrific drive in 1945, Japan has already started preparations for defense against Lord Mountbatten. No one in Australia, however, seriously believes that Lord Mountbatten can attack before 1945. The cream of the United Nations armies have yet to fight the Battle of Europe, which means that the Western Command has the first call on the air, sea, and merchant marine. In the meantime, the Japanese Navy, which boasted that it would anchor in the Potomac, is afraid to leave Osaka. London. In the last 4 months, Adolf Hitler has lost more than 10 submarines for every 8 Allied merchant ships sunk. The Allies have no new secret weapon to destroy Nazi submarines. The recent success against the U-boats came from a wider application of sweat and tears 24 hours a day. Bern, Switzerland. Adolf Hitler's nightmare tonight is how to save his Balkan right flank. 1 year ago, the German staff knew that the war was lost, but it held on for a favorable peace. Hitler's generals have told him that on the very day an Allied soldier sets foot in a certain city, Germany will be militarily bankrupt. That city is Ploiești, Romania. Zurich. For the first time in his life, Herr Goebbels has told the truth. He called the Berlin attacks the terror raids because Berlin is terrorized. Himmler, not Goebbels, stopped the emigration from the German cities. The Gestapo could not police any German town without complete identification of every inhabitant. The irony of it. Berlin is now merely another concentration camp for Nazis. Ankara, Turkey. The Labor Underground insists that it furnished the gun and the man who assassinated King Boris of Bulgaria. Boris was not killed by Hitler's Gestapo. He was killed by a Bulgarian patriot. Washington, D.C. Diplomatic circles believe that the collapse of Italy will take place during the current campaign. The objective is not the occupation of Italy, but the complete destruction of enemy forces. It is even money that the Americans will be eating turkey in Rome. Attention, Mr. and Mrs. United States. Dictator Franco of Spain, not content with snapping his fingers at the American flag, is now insulting American intelligence. With a show of nerve, which he never displayed on the battlefield, the pint-sized Spanish Mussolini now declares that the bombing of cities is inhuman. Franco forgot that there were human beings in London when Hitler bombed it. He forgot even that Spanish children were present when Mussolini bombed Barcelona. This reporter can certainly recognize Joe Goebbels' voice even when he talks Espanol. Franco, you must note, because history certainly will, does not protest the murder of the Poles and the starving of the Greeks. Where were the tears of Franco for Belgium and for Norway? War certainly has many ironies, but nothing stranger than a minor mobster urging mercy for his failing Führer. Mobster Franco is weeping tonight, and not crocodile tears either. He is weeping, ladies and gentlemen, for Dictator Franco. Because with Mussolini down and Hitler on the way out, a lot of decent Spanish patriots are coming out of jail. And when they come out of jail, Franco is going in, if he's lucky. In the meantime, Franco should stop insulting Americans over the radio, because he may want to come here someday as a refugee. A reporter's report to the people. New York City. Next to the fall of Mussolini, the biggest flop of the year has been the attempt by certain powerful men to suppress the most sensational book of the last 10 years. Its name is Undercover. Undercover, ladies and gentlemen, has made many persons, including those in high places, very uncomfortable and very much afraid, because it exposes them with so many devastating facts that cannot be disproved. The futile attempt to muzzle Undercover merely resulted in giving it considerable and added publicity, boosting it higher on the bestseller list. A few bookstores, however, have been intimidated into refusing to carry the book. Then, if you cannot buy a copy of Undercover, write to the courageous publishers, whose names are E.P. Dutton and Company in New York City, or, if you wish, write to me. Chicago. Mrs. Alexis D. Tarnofsky is a Chicago swastika cutie who has marched in goose step with Nazi sympathizers over here. For a few years, she was one of the financial backers of a small-time Hitler rooter named Joe McWilliams. This is the same woman, ladies and gentlemen, who recently deserted her husband and children to run off with an army deserter named Charles McIntosh. He was arrested last week in New York by the FBI. Mrs. D. Tarnofsky is socially prominent in Chicago, where I am told the newspapers, for some strange reason, buried or ignored that story. They ought to be ashamed of themselves. Washington, D.C. A few months ago, your reporter ended a broadcast with a revelation concerning a congressman's son whose name was omitted from that broadcast. The story dealt with a heckler best known for his persistent criticism in Congress of the excellent war records of all the Roosevelt boys. I revealed at the time that this man's own son had applied for deferment from the draft on the ground of being a conscientious objector, while his father criticized other people's sons fighting at the front. That congressman was Lambertson of Kansas. His son Milam, as a result of the amazing bombshell heard over this network, withdrew his deferment request the very next day. One day last week, he was inducted into the army. Period. It's about time. And now, Mr. Ben Grauer and Company for Jergens Lotion. I'll be back in a flash.
Girls, are you uncertain whether to go back to school this fall or to take a war job? Well, if you can go to school or college, most advisors think you should. Trained women will be needed after the war.
And college girls do lots of war work in their spare time.
Now, that's fine of them. But do they have any time then for fun or romance?
Oh, yes. Often serious romance. They say 10% of the girls in college today are married.
10% married while they're still in college. Well, I guess then the girls don't neglect their looks.
Indeed they don't, and they take good care of their hands. The college girls we talked with use Jergens lotion nearly 4 to 1.
Now, that's really smart of them. Jergens lotion gives practically professional care to the hands. Two of Jergens' fine ingredients are so special for helping rough skin to gracious feminine smoothness that many doctors prescribe them.
And, of course, Jergens is quick and easy to use, and it leaves no sticky feeling.
Costs only 10 cents to a dollar a bottle. You help prevent unhappily rough, coarse hands by regular use of Jergens lotion. And now back to the editorial room of the Jergens Journal and Walter Winchell.
Melbourne, Australia. Allied troops have landed in force on the coast of Yuan Gulf, New Guinea. General MacArthur is directing the assault in person. London. A Swiss radio broadcast stated tonight that Premier Bergoglio has called his cabinet to make a decision of utmost importance. London. Exclusive. The emphasis on allied relations with Russia is due to the possibility of a major military development. The United Nations now have positive information that the Germans have withdrawn several divisions from the Russian front, as well as great quantities of planes. The Germans may have decided to abandon the entire Russian campaign. Ladies and gentlemen, in reply to yours of recent date, Robert G. Holden of Pittsburgh. The German casualties along the Russian front for May, June, and July are estimated as follows. About 225,000 killed, nearly 600,000 wounded, and 105,000 missing. The source is Washington, D.C. Mrs. William Magerson of Seattle. Alice Faye of the screen will not retire from pictures permanently, as was reported. She will make at least one picture a year. George J. Calmer of Toronto. Mr. Churchill's last speech punctured the rumors about Stalin's absence from the Canadian conference. Russia has a 5-year non-aggression pact with Japan. The Quebec talks dealt mainly with the American-British plans against Tokyo. Mrs. Martin Jackson of San Francisco. Powerful labor organizations, I am told, will come out for Wilkie just before the convention dates. Mrs. H. Alexander of Passaic, New Jersey. The Jergens Journal is now heard over 166 stations. London. The Berlin radio stations have gone off the air again. Also the radio station at Breslau and at several points in France. This usually means Allied bombers are again on the job. Godspeed to all of them. Washington. The break between Secretary Hull and Undersecretary Wells has brought into the open the deepest split in the Democratic Party since the feud between President Roosevelt and Mr. Farley. Behind Mr. Hull stands Jesse Jones and the Solid South. Behind Mr. Wells stands Vice President Wallace and the Liberal North. Between them stand the Republicans, who are laughing their heads off on the old theory that it takes a Democrat to beat a Democrat. New York. The black market prosecutions are definitely the subject of federal investigation. Washington believes that they were part of an attempted shady political deal. And that, ladies and gentlemen, winds up another Jergens Journal until next Sunday night at the very same time. Until then, and with lotions of love, I remain your New York correspondent, Walter Winchell, who leaves you with this happy observation. The famous beer cellar in Munich, where Hitlerism was born, is now another overcrowded bomb shelter. Good night.
Notice the girls who get lots of attention from men. Usually they have skin that's invitingly smooth as satin. Well, your skin can soon have that attractive, satin-smooth look. One cream is all you need, this new Jergens face cream. You use Jergens face cream as though it were 4 creams, for cleansing and softening your skin, for a lovely makeup foundation, and as a night cream, too. It's like having a treatment. This exciting new Jergens face cream is made by the same reliable skin scientists who make your Jergens lotion. 10 cents to a dollar and a quarter a jar. You can soon recondition even dry skin to the satiny look of youth. Just give your complexion its one cream beauty treatment every day with this thrilling new Jergens face cream. Next week, another edition of the Jergens Journal with Walter Winchell. Be sure to remain tuned to this station for the Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street with Duke Ellington and Yom Kippurah, which follows immediately after station identification. This is Ben Grauer speaking.